How did your songs find Randy Travis? You said you had three songs on that first album.
On the Other Hand was pitched to the producer, Kyle Enning, for Dan Seals. And Dan was selling about 250,000 units each album. I liked the song. I was close to having a record deal, and I liked the song for me as an artist. But at that point, I didn't feel like it was fair to my co-writers to hold stuff, you know, and put it on hold and hold it forever. We hadn't inked the deal. We were shopping the deal. And so they pitched that song for Dan Seals. And Kyle said, I don't really hear it for Dan Seals. And I was a little disappointed about that. And he said, I'm doing this new artist, and I would like to cut it on him. And so I was thinking to myself, you know, if it's a new artist, maybe I should save it for myself. And the story is that I kind of was driving down the road, and I just felt like there was a Bible verse went through my head. It's more blessed to give than receive. And so I thought, I was thinking about that song at the time, and I said, yeah, I need to let it go. So I just said, yeah, go ahead, go for it. And Kyle and Randy, they did that album, and they cut Digging Up Bones, and On the Other Hand, and No Place Like Home. And then after they finished the record, Kyle said that they listened to it all the way through, and he said, I don't think I can produce a better country record than that. And Randy said, well, I don't think I can sing one any better. And Kyle said, if we can sell maybe 30,000 copies, maybe they'll let us make another album. And that was he was talking about Warner Brothers, you know, the record label.
Uh-huh.
And so when you look at the story, we pitched the song for Dan Seals, who sold usually around 250,000 units per album. Now here's a new kid hoping he can sell 30,000 units. And 5 million albums later, I saw the wisdom, and it's more blessed to give than receive.